This call is being recorded.
Now put all of your attention on your chakra centers. Be aware of all seven chakras, starting from the bottom up. The bottom red, then orange, yellow, blue, green, light blue or sky blue, purple, indigo, and the seventh crown chakra, violet, gold, or silver. So all seven chakras now shining brightly. Their brilliant color. But look now into each chakra and see beyond what you've been seeing before. See deeply into each chakra. See the brilliance, the intensity within each one. Don't focus on each individual chakra. Focus on all chakras, all seven together, and the brilliance of all of the chakras. And then the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, just above your head. Be aware of all of the chakra colors, all of the chakra centers, coming into this one soul star chakra, into forming a brilliant white color, or lack of color, where all colors come together, forming the white. Now I want you to look at it from all different angles. Move around your astral body. Take your astral body and move around and see all seven chakras from each angle, from the top, from the bottom, from the sides. You also may be aware of four other chakra centers, two below your feet, and two more above your head, totaling 12 chakras. Those other four have not yet come online again, but they will in the times coming. Be aware now of mostly the eight chakra centers. And also become aware of the eternal flame burning within you. You may see that in your solar plexus area, a fire in your solar plexus. See it as first a fire, normal, what would normally what a fire would look like, a flame would look like, but then see it slowly changing into a violet flame, into an eternal violet flame burning forever as it has been within you from the moment of your inception, not in this lifetime, but the inception of who you are in the very beginning. And that flame has always burned. Sometimes less than others, but now it is burning brightly. The violet flame now, see it growing within you, expanding, until it expands out completely around you, encompassing your astral body, your physical body, your etheric body. See it burning brightly now, enveloping, engulfing you in this violet flame. And if you can, see yourself literally burning within the flame. But everything that is burning is the old programming. And see even your chakra centers burning away and being replaced by the new you. And now see that flame spreading outward beyond your physical body, beyond your astral body, further and further out, till it is expanding out to wherever you find yourself, whatever building you are in, or if you are outside, just expanding and expanding and expanding until it grows further and further and further out, encompassing the entire area around you. You are in a nature area, it encompasses the entire nature setting that you are in. Trees, the plants. If you are in a building, it encompasses the entire building, burning this violet flame. And then as these violet flames continue to burn, eventually they will connect. All of you, your violet flames will connect with each other across the planet, wherever you find yourself, encompassing cities, states, countries, on and on, until it becomes one giant violet flame. And now take yourself in your astral body or your etheric body and just literally think yourself high above the earth, high above, looking down at the earth. Do not need to worry about traveling there. Just be there and see the earth now with this violet flame engulfing the entire planet. Then the violet flame spreading from the planet out into the solar system, and each planet of the solar system encompassed within this violet flame, including the sun, and further out into the galaxy, encompassing all of the solar systems, engulfing all of the solar systems in a giant violet flame. Entire galaxy now as one violet flame. And still further out, all of the galaxies in the universe, and on, till you get to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of all things, all life. And the violet flame will not encompass this, for the violet flame, the source of the violet flame, comes from this source. From this exercise, realize everything is connected. All is connected. The violet flame engulfs everything and everyone, everywhere. And you are that violet flame. You and everyone else, all of the universe, is connected. Connect it with energy, you can connect it with the violet flame. But all of it is love. Love incarnate. Love consciousness. In the beginning was the light, the love, the violet flame. Yourselves feel this now. Feel yourself engulfed within this flame. Feel the entire universe engulfed within this flame. Purging out of all that is no longer necessary. Purging out of all darkness everywhere. Every pocket of darkness. Within the planet, the within the solar system, within the galaxy, and beyond, in galaxies beyond galaxies, all darkness purged away, engulfed in light and flame. This, my friends, is the I Am consciousness. I am that I am. I am the violet flame. I am eternal. I am one. Gather yourselves, begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves now. Just drift back towards your physical body, wherever it is. Notice as you move towards your physical body that the flame is still surrounding your body, it is still burning away. All the old dross, the programming, is all gone. The new has come from the flame. If the phoenix would rise again within the flame, you are that phoenix. Today, I am born again anew. This is what the real meaning of being born again is. Yourselves now come back into your bodies. To a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Continue to have the feeling of the flame engulfing your body. Or if you believe it, it is so. I am Saint Germain. I come at this time with what we consider very exciting news. News that has been building up for quite some time now. You have heard many things over the past years and months and weeks and days. Many things are leading you to believe that your lives are changing and are going to change in a dramatic way. That is true. They are going to change in a dramatic way. But always remember that if you're going to, these changes are going to come, they must first come within the now. Must always be within the now moment, because the now moment is the fifth dimension. And the more that you can find yourselves in that now moment, you will be in those higher vibrations, in the higher fourth and in the fifth dimension. You have heard many things, much news that has come forward over the past times, and many predictions. Many people have said this, many intel sources have come forth and said this will happen or this is coming. And we ourselves, brothers of the Great White Brotherhood, your galactic friends, brothers and sisters, the Agarthans, all have been saying that dramatic changes are about to come to you. about to befall you here on the earth. And up to this point, you look and you do not see these dramatic changes as of yet. The exciting news that I am here to bring to you, that I have been asked to share, is the news that very dramatic truths are about to come forward in many different respects. Those dominoes that have been spoken of that would begin to fall, one rather large domino is about to fall. It may come in the form of an announcement. It may come in the form of simply a happening, an experience that occurs. No, it is not going to be a major revelation coming in the skies, not as of yet. But it will come as a major revelation in terms of truth coming forward, in terms of the darkness being illuminated by the light. And those that still crouch within the darkness, within the shadows, must now come forward and bring those truths to the larger public as a whole. Not only to the light workers and light warriors, which all of you are, but to those outside of yourselves as well. Those that are still in that sleeping state, but are about to become awakened by something rather dramatic. We cannot, of course, give you what that will be, but it will be quite astounding to many. And even to those of you that have been waiting expectantly for these various things to come forward, even those of you will not be astounded so much, but will find joy deep within your heart coming forward, because the moment of awakening is coming very close now. The awakening of mankind across the planet. Not, of course, all will awaken. Many will choose to continue to stay asleep. But that is not your concern. Your concern will be to those who are ready to awaken, those who are reaching up to the light and want more and more of that light, want more and more of that information to be shared, the truth that you have known for some time. They will now want those truths as well. That is what is coming very, very soon to all of the planet. First here in this country, your United States, the Republic of the United States, and that, my friends, is a hint. All of this is about to come forward now. And once it begins, it will be as the avalanche that has been spoken of many times. The avalanche that will continue to gain momentum and take all of the darkness along with it, that will then be illuminated by the light. The dark can no longer stay in the dark, in the shadows. The shadows must be illuminated. It has been written, it has been said before, and these are those times now that you, those of you, again, that volunteered so long ago, these are those times you have been waiting for, that you have been preparing for, and that we have been helping to prepare you for. But as of yet, you have, as the saying goes, not seen anything yet, but you shall. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now knowing that many of those things in terms of the financial endeavors that have been in works, in process, are about to come forward. That is not to say that you will automatically become rich overnight. That is not the plan. It is not the plan for you to all of a sudden find yourself in riches. The plan is for balance to be brought to the world. And you, those of you, are a big part of bringing that balance to mankind. I leave you now in peace and love, and turn this channeling over to another who wishes to speak with you. Peace and love be with all of you, and may the violet flame continue to purge out all of the darkness, not only within each of you, but in everyone around you as well. And I am Kara. I appreciate, as always, the opportunity to be with you, to share with you, to give you more understanding of that has been spoken of previously by myself, by Ashtar, that about disclosure, and how close disclosure is now. Project disclosure is very close. It is going to happen. It is in the process of happening. And as has been said before, we are now bringing disclosure to you. But it is not only about disclosure that I have come to speak with you. It is about the other projects that are in the work. One in particular, what we call Project Masterpiece. And this project is also coming close to culmination. And that is to round up, you might say, to bring forward those that are in the shadows, as Saint Germain has given, into the light. They will come into the light of the truth, of the knowing, and so that all across the planet can begin to understand what has happened, what has been happening over the many thousands of years, and what is now about to come to a culmination, an end. As Archangel Michael said to you a couple of times ago, he spoke to you of the game, and the game that is no longer needing to be played. And we say the same thing now. Reach out to your brothers, your sisters, and assist them in not playing the game as well. Assist them in being ready to accept the truth as it comes forward. As the light is brought forward, they will be ready as well, just as you have been, just as you are now, to accept the truth, to accept the light into your lives. The darkness can no longer hold sway upon all of the people of the planet. They have lost control, and Project Masterpiece is all about taking that control away. We don't take that control away, you do. We are just here to facilitate the process. We, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Andromedans, all that are here to assist in this process, we are all playing our part, just as you are all playing your parts. And those parts are coming together more and more, so that all of the various workings, all of the machinations that are working together to bring the entire project to a climax, to a culmination, to a crescendo. That is what this is all about. You can look at it as a large piece of machinery, and all of the cogs, the wheels, that are helping to move the machinery, move the energy through the machine. And each and every one of you are one of those cogs, are one of those pieces that are needed to keep the machine running. The machine, of course, here is the universe. The universe, the galaxy, the solar system, the Earth, and all of you here upon the Earth. And always remember, you are in the Earth or on the Earth, but not of the Earth. Do not be of the planet. Just be here now, in the moment, so that you can assist in the process as Project Masterpiece continues to move forward. And all that are there that are needing to be brought out to the public, the truths coming forward, that is what this is all about. And yes, it does encompass the financial system. It does encompass many arrests that need to be done because they have to be brought forward. The truth must be revealed. The truth shall be revealed. All will know the truth as it comes forward. And you, my friends, are the truth to come forward. I am Kara, and I leave you now at this point to continue to prepare. Prepare yourselves for the light of truth to become known across the entire planet. All my peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, you can now unmute your phones and we can move along here and answer your questions if you have questions. We have noticed over various time frame here that your questions have become very much more attuned to the vibrations that you have moved into. They are no longer the questions of a one that is awakening. They are those questions now of ones that are awakened. And that is a major difference here. And we so enjoy these questions because when you ask certain of these types of questions, we can then expand or expound on those questions and bring the light forward more and more. And that is what this is all about, is bringing the light through your hearts and through your minds and the heart-mind connection, bringing it all together so that the light is, so that the entire planet, the galaxy, the solar system are all illuminated by the light, by the love, by the consciousness of higher vibration. Do you have questions now for one who serves in Shoshana?
Yes, hi, one who serves, it's Melinda.
Yes.
And Shoshana also, dear sister. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for those beautiful, beautiful words. You kept saying one word after another that I was just loving hearing and have been waiting so desperately to hear. And so I thank you for them. But my question is, I have been noticing that the Schumann frequency has been going crazy in the last week. So if I understand right, black lines mean we had a timeline change. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm curious about what solid white lines are. And then I noticed we had a period of about like 24 hours or so that was completely black this week. And I want to know what's going on.
What we are going to tell you is not so much about the direct relationship to the Schumann resonance, but the relationship to all the vibration that is increasing across the planet. those of you can feel it. You can feel it here when these energies come in, and we can see it. We can see it in that flame that burns within each of you. And it is burning more and more brightly, not only within those of you, the light workers and warriors, the light worker community, but to many, many more that are now awakening as a result of this. You heard in terms of your conversation earlier in the situation where the one was in a musical situation, if you call that music, but whatever it is, there was in that situation and there was love there. There was concern there. There was consciousness there within all the ruckus around them in terms of being in the eye of the storm around. So if in that area, what you call the mosh pit, those that were going wild and crazy and the energy so raised up, not in terms of higher vibrations that you would think in terms of higher vibrations, but even within that, there was the love, there was the consciousness to assist and to be of service others there. And that is what we are speaking of. That is what is changing here. And your Schumann resonance is a resemblance of this. It is indicating this shift that is happening, and correct in terms of timeline shift. Yes, there has been that. And the energies are coming in stronger and stronger, and they are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So be ready for this. You heard also in terms of a warning, a darkness that is coming. We would not say it is a darkness, but it is a light that is coming to illuminate the darkness. That was what was actually being given there. It is not so much that you have to, we certainly would never say for you to be in fear or to be anticipating that anything negative would be coming. For some, it may be considered negative, but it is where you are needing to, as we say many times, keep those seatbelts fastened, because Kansas, as you do know it, or as you have known it, is going bye-bye, you see? So that is the old programming we're speaking of. Not Kansas, of course, itself is not going anywhere, but the programming, the old ways, are going to be gone here more and more as you move more fully and more fully into the ascension here. Shoshana, we know you are waiting here. We apologize for taking so much time, but your floor here.
You have explained this very well. And we have a perspective for you, dear sister. May we share our perspective?
Yes, thank you.
What is happening all around you is a cause and effect. The being that you are, the human who is imbued with the source, who is the source, who is the divinity that was given to this soul way before the incarnation into a being known as human, is causal. When we recognize as humans that what is occurring outside of us was inside of us first, then we know our power. So when you look outside yourself at external events, you can be sure that those events started inside of you, and that your recognition of those events is because you are awakening to those events as a causal being. We hope this helps. Namaste.
It does, but I think I need to clarify something. Is that I guess I was thinking of the Schumann resonances as like a foretelling of what energies were coming towards us and their intensity, but it seems like you're both saying that they're a measurement of what's coming from the earth. And I was thinking it was what was coming from the heavens.
It is all one. It is all one, and that is perplexing to most. We can tell you it is all one, that one draws upon the next, draws upon the next, draws upon the next. That it is a energy flow that is created by the one. And the one includes all of the multiverses, the galaxies, the universes, and you and the planet. The earth, the Schumann resonance is a result of all of those things, and that it is a magnification of the causation, mostly of humans, you see. So human beings, as they excel and exceed their third dimensional conscious knowing selves and move past that, the Schumann raises. Do you see that?
Yes, and so that energetic connection between everything, that would be considered like a toroidal or a serpentine type of an energy. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, yes, you are, and you are the scientist, our dear sister.
No, I don't think of myself in that way.
Well, our dear sister, toroidal is a scientific term that most will not even understand or know what you are speaking of, but yes, that is correct.
Yeah, that's why I just also said serpentine. It could be thought of as spiraling or,
yes.
And it folds within upon itself, and it's very flowing. Let's just say it flows.
And you must notice, as you are speaking in these terms, that the very Milky Way galaxy is a toroidal shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see,
it's everywhere in nature. It's in all of creation.
It is the flower of life. It is the flower of life that has been spoken of.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate all the time, and for my brothers and sisters for putting up with my multi questions. Thank you very much. I love you all.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Wonderful and wonderful question. Is there any other questions here?
This is Dr. Wanda. I just want to make a comment. During that astral journey where I had the warning, I had to go so fast with that. I left out the part that actually, as I was flying, and the areas that would have been frightening, they were like teddy bears, and I continued to sing and dance, and there was no fear. And it's actually written up in my astral journey that we were to be prepared for anything that might come, and we're not to have any fear. So I'm going to send this out later on to everybody, and you can really read the entire thing. But I got that as well. We just keep our seatbelts fastened. And continue your life. Live your life. Be happy. Be in joy. And don't worry about any of the snags that might pop up, because they cannot harm us.
That is correct. Be in the eye of the storm.
We have something to share here.
Yes.
May we share our perspective, dear sister?
Yes.
What has been given to you is personal to you. It is about you. It is about your life. It is about how you have progressed, how you see the world, how you contribute to the world, how you transcend the world. This is personal to you, and it applies to all. But what we must tell you, and you may already be completely aware of this, that those messages are for you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yeah, hi, this is Christy.
Yes.
Hi, so I've been sort of having dreams. I don't remember the details, but it does go back to Atlantis, and Atlantis is one of the lifetimes that I remember. Again, not in detail, but I do remember some things that occurred. And also just recently I've been reading messages, channel messages that also are relating to Atlantis. Whereas the fall of Atlantis and what occurred there, and we're kind of at that point at this time, so we're kind of doing the full circle and going into kind of autocorrect of that time. Is there something you can speak to around that and how it really relates to where we are now?
The fall of Atlantis, as you are speaking of, is continued time after time after time. In terms of civilizations coming on and civilizations falling. And that has happened over and over, not only here on this planet, but many planets and galaxies ad infinitum, infinite here. It has happened over and over and over. And at this point here, those of the dark forces had planned the same thing again. They had planned to bring this about. Of course, they would survive. They would be the ones that would survive, and the rest of humanity would perish, just as occurred in Atlantis, in Lemuria, and it was planned for this to occur again. But of course, what is your saying? The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, right? So that was not going to be allowed in this respect here. The Prime Creator said, enough is enough. The Earth, Gaia herself, reached out to her brothers and sisters out there and asked for assistance. And assistance has come. And those things that were going to happen are not going to happen here now. Disaster as you know it, all the catastrophes and everything of the predictions from the Bible and other places, other works are not going to occur. So do not be concerned about this, but it is the timelines are what are involved here. And the timeline has been shifted enough so that those things that were planned by those of those dark forces are not going to be. Okay?
Yes. Hey, we ask that you mute your phone so we can clearly share our perspective. Thank you. Dear sister, may we share with you?
Sure can.
We have seen something that we will reveal to you, and you may be completely aware of this. In your life, in the Atlantis lifetime, you were part of a council. You may know this. You had a designation as if you were a princess. You were one that gave advice. The people did not listen. They did not listen to you. And you are replaying this now through a universal language that you know as light language. The movie that you were drawn to so deeply, and we apologize because this one that we speak through, Joanna, has an empty head and she cannot remember the name of the movie and give it to us.
Arrival.
Yeah.
Yes. You recall how you were drawn to that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You recall how that made your heart, it plucked at your heartstrings. And you have taken your position now, and you sit with that language given to others to awaken them to a understanding of who they are and where their heart must be to move to the ascension. So you are playing a very important role, but this role was from that lifetime and continues now in this lifetime. So take it very seriously and know that you, because you are so loving and so integral, with so much integrity, that you have been chosen again to bring this about in humanity. This is what we have to share with you, dear sister. Namaste.
And we would add here that as Shoshana has given, that at that time they did not listen. At this time, you find that they may not be listening either because they do not understand. But that matters not. You need to continue to do what you are doing, because it is very important that you bring not so much the words here are not important, but the vibration within those words is what is important here. The vibration, the consciousness that comes with this, because they would be considered in terms of downloads. And anyone that is hearing these words come through, this language that no one knows what it is getting within them regardless, even if they have no conscious understanding of what it means. Someone can attempt to elucidate what is being given, but they will not even come close to, in terms of your English language, to be able to understand what it is. It just must be felt. It must be just reached within oneself to be able to have the full understanding from this that you bring here. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
May we offer another suggestion perspective to you?
Yes, please.
We would ask that you consider, when you are offering yourself to others and bringing in this light language, that there be a preamble to your discourse, that you would say to people, you may need to repeat this very often, that this language that you bring is not a language that the brain can translate.
Yeah.
That this language cannot be understood with the brain. That they must learn to listen with their heart and to open their heart to listen and feel what the language is telling them, and then allow them to share. But giving them this message prior to your discourse will help them open their heart and listen with that, not with their heads. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Oh, yes, very much so. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question. It's Drusilla. I heard a message this morning from the Arcturian Council of 12 with regard to mass landings, and that the timeline for that has been moved up. Didn't say how much, but that critical mass was getting closer. Anyway, I wanted to know if that had anything to do with this, and if we're looking for disclosure coming forward, are we looking at the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months? And
of course,
thank you.
Of course, we cannot give you dates, times, or this of this nature, but we can tell you the answer to your question is yes. It has been moved up. It relates to that which is Skarag is, Project Masterpiece, and also Project Disclosure, as well as other projects that are in the works here too. and they are all leading to what you are calling mass landings at a certain point. But these mass landings cannot happen until Project Masterpiece has been completed. In other words, there must be those of the dark forces removed from the picture here. They have been given many opportunities after opportunities after opportunities to turn to the light. And many have done so, but many have also still refused to do so. They will not be waiting much longer here. Those of your leaders, those that are able to bring these changes forward, those in your alliance, they are working very diligently, very hard, at sometimes even losing their lives to bring these needed changes to the planet. So that is what is in the works here, we would say. Shoshana, anything you add?
We must ask a question, dear sister. May we ask a question of you?
Sure.
What do you wish to be disclosed that you do not already know?
I just want it to be disclosed to everyone, that's all.
It is important that, may we share this perspective with you?
Of course. Yes, please.
It is important that all that are in the light community acknowledge their understanding. Acknowledge that they are completely aware of everything and that they do not need to wait for a government or individuals or a group to announce disclosure. If all of you begin to be in the now moment, that all is revealed in this moment and that you are completely knowledgeable and aware of all that is going on, you will not have to seek external understanding because it is within you. You know everything. It is just a matter of acknowledging your knowledge and not seek to know from others what is going on. We are not being clear about this, but we will tell you that you know what's going on, and if it is frustrating to you that others do not understand this, that is the lesson for you, you see.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense to you, dear sister?
Absolutely. I just think we're all in the same place when it comes to that.
Yes, yes. Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes, now, would there be any further questions? Yes?
Yes. This is the first occasion I've heard the term masterpiece. Could you explain that a little further, please?
The need to explain what is meant by this is not important because it is just a term that has been given here to this particular project. But this project is all about bringing an end to those who still attempt to hold things back here. And they have come to, more and more, they have come to the understanding that they are finished. They cannot continue to hold things back, even though they make attempts here and there to do so, thinking that at the last moment, the very last moment, they will be rescued by those coming from high above, those coming from the stars from long ago, will come back to assist them. They are not. They are not coming, and that is not going to happen. So it is all about bringing it in to those forces that have held the light off for as long as they have. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Would there be any further question? We need to release channel here now. Is there any further question?
Yes, one who serves. One quick one. This is Lorelei. And hello, beautiful Shoshana as well. I have booked my trip to Mount Shasta, hallelujah, for two weeks from yesterday. And I also then listened to the Michael Love video, I guess it was. And they were talking about how to prepare the body, we need to move to raw foods and nothing cooked and nothing even frozen. So I wanted to just check in because I had a strong feeling maybe I should go that direction, especially with the Mount Shasta trip. And I was wondering, is that valid and true that that's the direction we're wanting to be moving, everything just in its natural state, you know, nothing done to it really. Is that the direction we're wanting to be moving for our light bodies?
First of all, there is no shoulds here, of course. And
okay, yeah.
It is always about moving into the higher vibrations. And as you move into those higher vibrations, all that you are speaking of will take care of itself. The body will no longer be able to handle or withstand certain foods that you have utilized for all your life and maybe in other lifetimes previous to this. They will not even want it. There will not be the cravings anymore for the sugar or for various types of meats or anything of this nature. All of this will go away on its own. And we say this because it is not something that you need to feel guilty about. Certainly don't feel any guilt here whatsoever. If you take something into your body, if it is not meant for it, your body will tell you. It will purge it out in some way, or it will give you some indication that, no, this is not right for you. As to whether it is to be raw foods or whatever it is, the more plant and fruit-based type of diet you can be on, of course, is better because it is nature. Anything that is associated with nature is very important. Now, of course, we are not speaking of the eating of animal flesh. That is something that is quite rapidly, we will say, more and more going away. And it will eventually completely be gone because there will be no need for it anymore. And then with your higher vibrations, no one will even want it anymore. But take it as you need to take it. Listen to your body. Your body will tell you what you need. Shoshana?
Yes, you have given all that is true here. But we will rephrase somewhat. May we share our rephrasing, dear sister?
Definitely.
We would tell you that you are completely aware, you are so aware, that the mind and the body are one thing. That the body is the mind and the mind is the body. And that both must be fed correctly. Both must be given the proper nutrients to excel, to move past the drama, to move past the low vibrations. We would tell you that seeking the advice of another is how we find that the information already resides in our hearts. It is just a reminder. Anything that we read or know of or listen to is a matter of finding it within our own hearts to be true. Do you see?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
So if this resonates with you to eat raw food, if this truly resonates with you, then that is what you must do. If it does not, you do not. We would tell you that there are many disciplines, especially the Ayurvedic medicine, that tells you to steam your vegetables so that your digestive system is not taxed. There are many that cannot digest raw food, and there are many that need their vegetables steamed. So you must find which is appropriate for you. And you must raise the vibration of your mind and heart to accept any information that is given to you now through this trip that you are about to take. It is important that you prepare both your mind and your body and listen to your heart, especially what is correct for you. No one can tell you this. Does that make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
We also add here, since you have brought this up, that the Michael Love channeling was where you can find out more information about this project masterpiece. This is where it came through here first, as we find it. You can learn more about this. And there is much correct information that is coming forward. Not all is correct, certainly, but never in any channeling session is everything 100% correct. It is what you need to take from it and using your discernment at all times. Okay? We need to release channel here now. And before we do, Shoshana, anything you add at the end here?
We are going to say in this moment that what is most important and what is most valuable in the human process is to learn for yourself what is appropriate for yourself. Learn who you are and acknowledge your gifts in each moment. And be unto yourself. It is not important what others think. It is not important what others say. It is most important that you find in your heart what is appropriate for you. Namaste.
Very good. And what we are about to say is for this group, Ancient Awakenings, predominantly only, and that is that this group has been selected, you might say, to be a guinea pig, we can say here. In terms of at your next advance, we are going to attempt to do something that has not been done before, to bring the vibrations up to such a point where you will literally be in the fifth dimension during that time. We have shared this with the James. He has no idea how we're going to do this, but we are going to do it. As long as your vibrations are reached to a high enough level, and we will do much to bring those who are in attendance to this come to that culmination, that crescendo that is needed to feel the vibrations of the higher fifth dimension here. That is what we can say here now, and we will build up to this as we go here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.